Hare Krishna. It's a great honor and pleasure to be back in New Dwarka and have the opportunity to speak a few words in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we're studying Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text Number 23, Passing Away of Bhishma Dev. So we'll begin with Mangalacharana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayet. Nashta Praishwa Bhadresho. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Krishne Swadhamo Bhagate. Dhanamagnana Devhissaha. Kalau Nashta Drishamesha. Puranarko Dhunoditaha. Today's text number 23. Bhaktya Aveshya Manaham Yasmin Vacha Yat Nam Kirtayan Tyajan Kadevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi Bhaktya Veshya Mano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Tyajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi Bhaktya Veshya Mano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Tyajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi Bhaktya Veshya Mano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Tyajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi Bhaktya Veshya Mano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Yajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi Bhaktya Veshya Mano Yasmin Vachayan Nama Kirtayan Yajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karma Bhihi
Vajrayanam Kirtayanam
ladies. With devout attention, avishya, meditating, manaha, mind, yasmin, in whose, vacha, by words, yat, Krishna, nama, holy name, kirtayan, by chanting, tyajan, quitting, kalevaram, this material body, yogi, the devotee, mucchate, gets release, kama karmabhihi, from fruitive activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation, and by chanting the holy name, releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. Please repeat. The personality of Godhead, who appears in the mind of the devotee, by attentive devotion and meditation, and by chanting of the holy name, releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. Purport. Yoga means concentration of the mind detached from all other subject matter. Actually, such concentration is samadhi, or 100% engagement in the service of the Lord. And one who concentrates his attention in that manner is called a yogi. Such a yogi, devotee of the Lord, engages himself 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord, so that his whole attention is engrossed with the thoughts of the Lord in ninefold devotional service, namely hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, becoming a voluntary servant, carrying out orders, establishing a friendly relationship, or offering all that one may possess in the service of the Lord. By such practice of yoga, or linking up in the service of the Lord, one is recognized by the Lord Himself, as it is explained in Bhagavad Gita concerning the highest perfectional stage of samadhi. The Lord calls such a rare devotee the best among all the yogis. Such a perfect yogi is enabled by the divine grace of the Lord to concentrate his mind upon the Lord with a perfect sense of consciousness. And thus, by chanting his holy name before quitting the body, the yogi is at once transferred by the internal energy of the Lord to one of the eternal planets where there is no question of material life and its concomitant factors. In material existence, a living being has to endure the material conditions of the threefold miseries life after life, according to his fruitive work. Such material life is produced by material desires only. Devotional service to the Lord does not kill the natural desires of the living being, but they are applied in the right cause of devotional service. This qualifies the desire to be transferred to the spiritual sky. General Bhishma Dev is here referring to a particular type of yoga called Bhakti Yoga, and he was fortunate enough to have the Lord directly in his presence before he quitted his material body. He therefore desired that the Lord stay before his view in the following verses. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhaktya Veshyamano Yasmin Vacha Yannama Kirtayam Tyajan Kalevaram Yogi Muchyate Kama Karmabhihi. The personality of Godhead who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. We all have to quit the material body after all. Do we know when? No, we don't know. So, the process of Bhakti Yoga is here described in a nutshell. To absorb the mind in that personality of Godhead. And the method for doing that is also given herein. Vacha, by your words. Which words in particular? Yannama. Yannama. One of the acharyas commenting on this verse says, Bhagavato nama matrameva. This only means the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tyajan kalevaram yogi. When we do that, we're called yogis, particularly bhakti yogis, as Prabhupada has described in his purport. Muchyate kama karmati. And then we're freed from kama karma. So Srila Prabhupada is here paraphrased which verse from Bhagavad Gita? Yes, it seems that way. Yogi namapi sarvesham mangate nantaratmana shuddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. I consider the best yogi, of course he says different things about this, even in Bhagavad Gita itself, but he says the best of all the yogis is somebody who worships me with great faith. Yogi namapi sarvesham madgate nantaratmana, who has made me his only purpose in life, inside, not just externally. Shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamomata. He's the best engaged. Where does Krishna talk about the other best of the yogis in Bhagavad Gita? In fact, it's in the same chapter. Chapter 6 deals with which yoga? Sankhya yoga. Yeah, jnana yoga, we can say. So, anybody know? Atmaupam yena sarvatra samam pasyati yorjana sukham vayadi vadukham sa yogi paramomata. Krishna says, in my opinion, that devotee is the best yogi who is able to empathize. This is what it means, atmaupamya, to empathize with others. We can see practically the greatest preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement, beginning with Srila Prabhupada, but certainly not limited to him. They have the ability to understand people, and that's not something that you can develop. Even through yoga practice, it comes by divine grace. So anyway, this is a different topic, but two things are mentioned here. One, the mind is to become absorbed. Avishati means to enter, actually, to become completely immersed through bhakti in that person. Who is that person? We're only using correlative pronouns here. Yasmin and yet. Who does it refer to? Srila Viragavacharya in his commentary says, because in Sanskrit, whenever you have a yet, you have to have a sa. It means who and then he. He who is X, that person is whatever. So this is the correlative construction. We know that in the past verse, Bhishma Dev has said, Tathapye kanta bhakteshu pashyap bhupanu kampitam. Yanme asums chetata sakshat krishno darshanamagataha. So that's one way to see it. It's referring back to the previous verse. Whose nam? Krishna's nam. Or, alternatively, we can say that it refers to the next verse, because the next verse begins, Sadeva Devo Bhagavan. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the God of all other gods. That person. His name, you should chant. Actually, Sridhar Swami and also Jiva Goswami, in their comments on this verse, they point out that this verse cannot be taken as a standalone. Really, it's joined with the next verse. For this reason, perhaps. I don't know. But someone, I'm sure, is scheduled to speak tomorrow on text 24. And also Srila Prabhupada saw fit to comment sufficiently on text number 23, so we'll discuss that only. Idanim swadeha tyaga paryantam Sri Krishnavasthanam prarthayate bhaktyeti dvabhyam. Sridhar Swami says, here Bhishma Dev is desiring, he's praying actually, that Krishna should remain present before him even up until the point, at least up until the point of his death. Swadeha tyaga paryantam. This is the idea behind these two verses. He's particularly keen about this, and as we'll read later on, he had his desire fulfilled by the Lord. Bhakti-yeti yukmakam, Jiva Goswami adds. Yogi samahidantah karanasan yasmin bhaktya mana aveshyava. The yogi is someone who has purified or controlled his subtle body by placing Krishna within it and has therefore entered into devotion or has somehow or other has entered into devotion. Vacha nama matram kirtayan va. Or simply by chanting the holy name, because sometimes we see that a person whose mind is not absorbed in Krishna generally, or a person who has not become infused, body, mind, and soul, with devotional service, simply through chanting the holy name, that person can also become free. Who is an example of this? Haridas Thakur? Are you sure? Ajamil. Maybe ourselves as well. All you have to do is chant, Nama Matram Eva. This is emphatic here in several commentaries. Only by chanting. So this is, of course, the yoga dharma we know, because we don't have a dikar for any other purpose. By any means, we can't really elevate ourselves. Only by divine grace, as Srila Prabhupada is taking care to point out for us in the purport. And that divine grace descends upon those who follow the instruction. Chant 16 rounds every day. Follow four regulative principles. Preach Krishna consciousness. Stay with the devotees. Take prasadam. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. Simple process. All these things that we do, they're only meant to help us chant the holy name, ultimately, because there's a quality to such utterances also. All right, so kim tad yad darshana jam phalam aha bhaktyeti, Viragavacharya is adding here. He's telling us in this verse, what is the result that is born from the presence of Krishna? These two verses tell us this. So the devotee who is either fixed his mind in Krishna, or simply chanted the holy name, or both, because it can go both ways. How do you fix your mind on Krishna in the Kali Yuga, after all? Mantra murtima murtikam. You're not going to see God in Kali Yuga, you're going to hear him. Because his form is not manifest externally. It is manifest through sound vibration. Anavrati shabdat. We are delivered by sound vibration. Yes, Dave tells us. So, that person, when he is quitting the material body, Kalevaram, he is freed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Kama Karma Pihi. Kama Karma Pihi. By the actions of Kama. What does Kama mean? Desire? It means a few things. All of them are applicable here. There's an alternate reading in this verse. Instead of kama karma bhi, it sometimes says kamya karma bhi. Those who are familiar with Dharma Shastra, and virtually no one is in the Kali Yuga, but those who have read some Smriti Shastras, they understand that activities are divided into two classes. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita as well. You have nimitta karma. These are activities that every person who claims to be a civilized human being has to perform, obligatory. For example, we have to rise early in the morning, before sunrise. Even from a health perspective, according to Ayurveda, whatever toxins are in your body, if you don't eliminate them before sunrise, before you shower, then they will recirculate, recycle toxins, and they become harder to get rid of. That's what leads to disease in the long run. So, even from a health perspective, we have to rise early and we have to shower before sunrise. That is a sacred bath, and it's an obligatory duty. What are some other things that we have to do in order to become bona fide human beings? There's a list of them somewhere. I think it's in Ishopanishad, no? From Bhishma Dev himself, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so anyway, dharmasya hina pashupisamana. This is the point. Without a sense of dharma, one is not really qualified as a human being. One remains an animal, more or less. And we know, throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, it's very clearly confirmed that only human beings can take to Krishna consciousness. Those who remain as two-legged animals are not able to do so, at least not very easily. Yesham tvansagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam ityadi. This is the idea. So, niyatam karma is something Krishna says, niyatam kuru karma tvam. You should perform your niyatam karma, Arjuna, because otherwise you get entangled in sinful reactions. This is the thing. That's one kind of karma, but there are other kinds of karmas that we may perform, but they're not obligatory. For example, if we get married, people get married. Most people get married. So is that an obligatory action? No, you have a choice. From a spiritual perspective, it's absolutely not necessary to marry someone else's material body. There's no need. But people are attached and we have our conditioning, and it's hard to give that up all of a sudden. So Krishna has provided a system in which we can dovetail that. So that's called kamya karma. You may want to do something, although it's not obligatory. Now, both of them are within the realm of material activity. They all have some kind of karmic reaction. But when we perform niyatam karma, then we avoid sinful reactions and we're generally elevated. In fact, if we are very conscientious about this and we very keenly perform our duties, then after 100 births, how do we take birth? As Brahma. This is the qualification for moving up in the cosmic scale of things. But Krishna consciousness is beyond this. And devotees have a different reason for performing niyatam karma, and Srila Prabhupada therefore had a different reason for instructing us in this way. What is that reason? We want to become Krishna conscious. And we want to absorb our minds. In the first canto purport, he says, nobody can be rapt in attention who's not pure in mind. Nobody who's not pure in mind. What is it? Anybody? Who's not pure in basically eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this is called sattva samshuddhi in chapter 16. Or is it chapter 14? Didn't get enough sleep last night. So purification of our material existence has to go on. But the ultimate goal of life is something higher than that. It's not enough just to have fertile farmland. You have to actually plant something and you have to do the work cultivating it. And then you get the fruits. So what is the fruit we're looking for? Prema phala. Prema pum artho mahan. There are four human endeavors, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, but beyond all of these is prema. This is something that is being given through the holy name by the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada in accordance with the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This yuga dharma of Harinam Sankirtana, this can confer upon us this transcendental love of Godhead. And this is what Bhishma Dev is indicating here. Now, Namakirtanam. Namakirtanam eva kama karma vimochna dvara nishreya safalakam kim usakshat darshanamiti bhava. The idea here is that if simply by chanting the holy name one is freed from all sorts of karmic reactions, because this can mean two things also. Aside from kamya karma and kama karma, these are two different things. If we take kama karma, means activities based on my own material desires, then there are two things that can result from that. What are those? Punya papatmaka. You can be elevated if you're intelligent and do the right things, act judiciously within this world for sense gratification, you can be elevated within it. Or if you're less discriminating and you just do whatever you want without considering whether it's pious or sinful, then you will get sinful reactions also. Either one or the other. It's like wet stool or dry stool. But in either case, you have to take birth again, you have to suffer. But a devotee he's freed both from the desire to perform activities apart from Krishna, in that sense, kama karma, and he's also freed from the reactions of whatever that kama karma produces, either good reactions or bad reactions. So this is another way to see it. But if this is what happens just by chanting the holy name, then what to speak of seeing the Lord personally? And we've already described that one actually properly chants the holy name in Kali Yuga, that is tantamount to seeing the Lord. We don't see with our eyes in this yuga, we see with our ears in this yuga. So this is being stressed here. Otherwise, why does he mention it? Sadeva devo bhagavan patikshatam kalevaram yavadidam hinomyaham prasannaha saruna lochanullasan mukhambujo dhyanapatash chiturbhajaha. Now, Bhishma Dev will hear this tomorrow. He's praying to which particular form of the Lord? He's a devotee of Chaturbhujanarayan, four-handed Vishnu. So he wants the Lord, indirectly, he's hoping that the Lord will manifest this particular form before him. Asse srute kshitapato nanunata pungsam. When we become perfect in our devotion, then the Lord will appear to us. And how does he appear to us? He appears to us in exactly that form that we love the most. This is his great mercy. He doesn't have to do this, but he does this for the devotees. For the non-devotees, who just happen to chant the holy name, muchyate kama karmapi, they become freed from reactions of their karmic work. And if they're serious a little bit, or struggling devotees, then they may approach love of Godhead. But for the pure devotees, who are chanting without any offense whatsoever, they get this great benediction, that they can enter into their relationship with the Lord by the grace of the holy name. This is described at length in Srila Rupa Goswami's Harinam Ashtakam. So, these are Bhishma Dev's opening ideas. Now we're beginning his prayers, actually, in a few verses. He will begin to make his final statements. Just before he passes away from this material world, we'll hear. What he has to say further about this. But the personality of Godhead, who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation, and by chanting the holy name, releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. Actually, we have to, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, this process transpires even before quitting the material body. But certainly, at the time of quitting the body, it's also valid. So these are a few things we can think of. I'm going to stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for giving such a nice class in spite of not getting enough sleep. It seems that in spite of your, you know, explanation about nimitta karma and karya karma, still it begs the question, why does the Lord have to release the devotee, as it states here, if the devotee is, like, as you intimated, not entangled? You see, you intimated that the pure devotees, they're not entangled in any kind of reaction. But it doesn't seem to add up, because it says the Lord releases them. And he himself says, Ahang tam sarva papebhyo moksha shami. So if the devotee's not developing any reaction, then why does he have to be released or protected?
He's not developing a reaction because the Lord is releasing him. This is how the Lord, this is how it transpires. The Lord, through the process of bhakti, releases the devotee who takes to bhakti. If he doesn't take to bhakti, he may not be released. But even here it's stated that it's implied, at least, if he doesn't take to bhakti, just by chanting the holy name, he's still released. That is his tremendous mercy. Only mercy. So, therefore, the principle of divine grace is emphasized here. Such a perfect yogi is enabled by the divine grace of the Lord to concentrate his mind upon the Lord with a perfect sense of consciousness. This should describe our japa period. It happens by divine grace. Otherwise, you cannot do it. Okay? Yes, tatvavit prabhu.
You quoted early in the class, Hare Krishna, you quoted early in the class the verse that a perfect yogi empathizes with others. What number in the Bhagavad Gita is that?
That's chapter 6, text number 32. Nagapatni?
Prabhu, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, it says, devotional service to the Lord does not kill the natural desires of the living being, but they are applied to the right cause of devotional service. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Good idea. Because another sentence that I should emphasize, Prabhupada says, such material life is produced by material desires only. It's only on account of our material desires that we have to suffer in material bondage the way that we do. And we become entangled in what is called here kama karma, activities of desire, material desire generally. So a person isn't, the question naturally arises, one becomes anxious, well, wait a minute, these desires are so constant and so strong and so indefatigable, then how in the world am I going to overcome them? The answer is that you don't have to overcome them, you have simply to engage them, because these desires are innate. They are part and parcel of the soul. It's not unnatural to desire things, but the quality of the desire only has to be changed. And Srila Prabhupada therefore says, as you've described here, that the devotional service doesn't kill the natural desires of the living being. Our desires are not unnatural, but they're perverted. This is the problem. It is natural to desire, but it is unnatural to desire perverted things. We're all convicts, practically speaking. We're all criminals. We all have a criminal mentality. We have criminal activities, as we've described already. This is what it means to be perverted. But to desire itself, that is not, there's nothing wrong with that. It's what the soul is. We're all Satchidananda. We all have eternal relationship with Krishna in some particular flavor that only we can offer to the Lord. And he appreciates that. It's why we exist in this way. Raso Vaisa. He is Rasik Shekhara. He is the supreme enjoyer of rasas. And all of us are manifested only to give him pleasure. So the desires that are innate within us, those are fine. But when they become perverted through our false identification with matter, then they become troublesome and cause us so many difficulties, as Prabhupada has written here. So there's no actual contradiction here. Is it clear? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. I just was puzzled about, I thought that Bhishma Dev was thinking about the Lord in the form of Parthasarathi. And if you could clear that up.
That will be cleared up tomorrow. And it seems to be both, because he does mention Krishna specifically by name in the previous text. And Krishna is, of course, standing right in front of him. But tomorrow Prabhupada will suggest that maybe Bhishma Dev particularly wanted to see Krishna, like Arjuna asked to see Krishna at Kurukshetra also. Please show me your Chaturbhuja Murti. It seems that Bhishma Dev preferred that form. The two are non-different, of course, so the terms are used interchangeably. It's sometimes hard to see what's happening. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you were describing how in Kali Yuga we don't see Krishna with our eyes, but rather we see with our ears. But does that also apply to previous yugas? Because I remember in the 10th canto, some devotees went to directly see Krishna, and he told them to actually go back home and engage in hearing and chanting, and this way you'll develop love for me. So it seemed like chanting and hearing was more potent than actually seeing Krishna directly.
Yeah, this is a good point. Chanting and hearing, these are essentials of devotional service. In fact, Prabhupada enumerates all the nine practices that are innate and characteristic of bhakti. And that's eternal. But in the Kali Yuga, the Harinam in particular is emphasized. And the Lord reveals himself in the Kali Yuga as his holy name. And it's not otherwise. We appreciate his qualities and his forms and his pastimes all through the holy name, as the holy name, not different. This is the point. Is that okay? All right, there was a question in the back also.
Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned the statement from Jiva Goswami, you quoted it, about the definition of yogi, that the yogi has established the Lord within his subtle body. Mm. And then you added another statement about chanting the holy name. I wasn't sure if it's from the same quote from Jiva Goswami or elsewhere. But it matches well with Srila Prabhupada's translation of the verse that kind of separates meditation with devotion at the time of death and chanting the holy name.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you see the same thing in the verse, in the original like Sanskrit, that this separation between meditation with devotion and chanting the holy name is there in the verse?
There's no conjunction here. You'll notice. In the Sanskrit, there's no cha. But in Srila Prabhupada's translation, there is definitely and. So Prabhupada is making that separation. I don't know why. I can't comment on that.
Okay.
Except that I can say that Jiva Goswami says, Yogi, Samahitanta Karana San, Yasmin Bhaktya Manav Aveshya Va. It seems Va means it introduces an either or situation. And other acharyas do likewise. It's either through fixing your mind or through chanting. That distinction is there.
Okay, so that links with the ultimate question about that's the name of the game. It's like leaving the body and remembering Krishna is what we live for, or we live to learn how to die. Then the question would be, at the time of death, many devotees have like noted this, that in the ones that they have experienced, their close ones, their close associates dying.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Sorry if you can speak up.
Okay. So at the time of death, it seems like... What's that? It's inside my mouth. So at the time of death, people are more or less unconscious, it seems like it, in many, many instances.
Yeah.
So how does it like go with that?
How does what?
How does like that state of unconsciousness that it seems
this
like...
This is what Prabhupada said. Such a perfect yogi is enabled by the divine grace of the Lord to concentrate his mind upon the Lord with a perfect sense of consciousness. And thus, by chanting the holy name before quitting the body, the yogi is at once transferred by the internal energy of the Lord to one of the eternal planets where there is no question of material life and its concomitant factors. How many things can you pack into one sentence? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So this is this is how it's done. It happens through divine grace. This is bhakti. We're not elevating ourselves by our own endeavors. We can't. We have no adhikar for anything. That famous verse of Asha Bandha is there. Na prema shramanadi bhakti rapiva. Sanatana Goswami says, I don't have love of God. I don't even have attachment to sadhana bhakti. I'm not a great karmi. I've not practiced yoga. I don't have any gyan. I don't have any means to elevate myself. Therefore, I'm just begging you and hoping against hope that you'll be kind to me. This is our position. So, but if there is a way, it's by divine grace, his divine grace. Krishna's divine grace, or maybe we can say Srimati Radharani's divine grace, because the spiritual master is considered to represent her. Okay, so I think we have to stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'm leaving to India tomorrow. But I'll be back. I come every year. Gmail. Okay, email's better than phones because my phone's every 6 months I have a different number. This is the modern age.
Thank you.